Initializing 12-sided stories. You have activated Galactic Squad Alpha. Preparing to launch a story-driven, rules-light, live-play RPG powered by Fatecore. Theme music in 3, 2, 1.
All right, let's jump right into it and meet our players. We'll start with Terry.
Oh, hi. My name is Terry Gamble. I'll be playing Dr. Sam H. Hill, I believe. Somebody who's very, very handsome. Yes, that's it. That's me.
That checks out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Kelsey Osborne, and I am playing Sarah, the most adorable little bot you've ever heard.
Hey, I am Mac Beauvais. I am playing LV113, who is an uplifted wolf. And boy, the high-pitched Sarah sounds are not good for lupine ears.
And I'm Michelle Otis, and I am playing Dr. Claudia Martins.
So last episode, you guys had gone down to a merchant ship. You had met a tech down there that helped you reboot Swan. So she is offline and kind of being recompiled into her original data stream, I guess, or whatever. And you guys are also waiting for him to finish a translator that will have several of the different languages in it so that you can understand all these people that you're talking with. Also during that episode, Dr. Hill went and got drunk at a cantina drinking
Drunk's a very strong word.
Okay.
Shit-faced.
I was just saying, shit-faced.
That sounds more like it.
Shit-faced. And ended up in an alley with a really bad stomach ache. Well, then you guys went back up and you found that Dr. Xing had been trying to remove the brain of Dr. Kim so that he could basically bring it back to life so it could continue the research that he felt.
Frankenstein.
He basically had a little bit of space madness going on. So you guys were able to stop him from doing that, but then you found out that Dr. Hill has a hitchhiker in his stomach.
Literally drank the worm.
Guide to the Galaxy? Yep. Anyone?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
But you are so not a hoopy fruit.
a pink alien that has attached itself to the inside of Dr. Hill's stomach. And has,
I just needed a friend.
He started to act differently because the alien kind of took over his brain and kind of using him as a puppet.
I was probably nicer, right?
You're definitely something.
You were confused.
Okay.
So this show picks up with Dr. Xing now operating on Dr. Hill to try to remove this thing. So that's where we're going to pick it up. So after Dr. Hill gets knocked out, he's on the table. Dr. Xing and Nurse Xing are prepping him. They take off his shirt and his bottoms and everything, basically disinfect his whole stomach.
Oh, God.
So it's like, it's
so
like
gross.
This.
It's all
right
orange.
Now. It's all orangey and stuff.
Ooh, do they have to shave him everywhere? All
yeah.
Bald just, now?
They shave
oh, dear
him.
God.
For no reason.
Yeah.
It's just
they
hair
just
gone.
Oh,
everything.
This is devastating.
So he's all shaved and they start
like
to...
like a newborn baby,
all
I'm
that,
sure.
All that manscaping has gone to waste.
Yeah. It's more like man clear-cutting.
Yeah.
They may have to put a cone collar on him afterwards.
Cone of shame.
Now it's your turn.
Oh, my gosh. LV's face right now is already too happy for this moment. Too bad I can't see it because I am out.
And so he starts with a laser scalpel, and right before he cuts in, he goes, you know, Miss Sel and I have this covered, so why don't you guys go ahead and go out, and I'll call you when it's done.
Oh, okay. Aren't you worried that it will wake back up again?
I knocked him out with some pretty heavy stuff. He'll be down. he won't be up again.
See? It always happens. Even with the, when you don't want it to.
She's going to help it.
Chumba's going to Wamba. Wamba's got a chum.
Wamba's got a chum.
Those are some words to live by right there.
T-shirt. Yes, please.
Okay.
Coming to Patreon soon.
You guys leave the medical bay. Dr. Hill, you're outside. You're probably maybe seven. Your older brother's out in the field far away with his glove. And your dad's pitching you baseball.
Mm-hmm.
He says, okay, I'm going to throw this, and you need to hit it. Watch the ball.
I got my eye on the ball, Dad.
All right. And so he lobs the ball up, and you swing. And completely miss it. And your brother yells, I'm going to come in a little bit. There's no way he's going to hit it out this far.
Oh, just you wait.
And he goes, all right, son, you got to watch the ball, and don't choke up on the bat so much, okay? Just come down a little.
Okay.
There you go. Batter. All right. Let's try this again. All right. Here you go. And he throws it towards you. Miss. And the brother starts laughing. And the guy goes, all right. Well, we tried for a little while. Why don't you go help your mother? You'd probably be better off with her.
I'll show you guys one day. I'll show you.
Uh-huh.
No, I will. I swear. Everyone thinks that I'm beautiful. I mean, handsome. I mean, they think I'm great.
Your brother says in a condescending tone, well, why don't you just go and do women's work like Mom said? And your dad says nothing.
Fine. I'm going inside. This does not mean defeat.
Sure. Sarah, you get a call on your comm from the tech guy.
He says, Sarah, you there?
This is Sarah.
Okay, well, it didn't take as long as I thought it would to finish up this program. It's all ready for you guys. If you can come down and we'll upload it into your system and your communication array.
Sure thing. I'll let the rest of the crew know.
Sounds good.
Are you guys good with going down?
Well, it seems like there's nothing much we can do here, so right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys head back down to the planet. You go to the stall, and there's all of these people around. And he says, oh, thanks a lot for coming down so quickly. Sarah, if you'll come over here. And he shows you this little, it's like an enamel pin with a little magnet on the back. It's a orange flower with a little yellow inlay into it. He goes, you know, every little girl should have a really cute flower. And he puts it on the side of your, on your head, so you have a little clip.
Wow!
So he goes, there you go. He plugs a cable into you, Sarah, and it only takes a couple of seconds to upload the program. Now all of you can understand what the aliens around you are saying. LV, you're standing towards the back, and there are all of these people moving around, and suddenly you feel this tap on the back of your shoulder, and you hear someone say in a low voice, brother, where is the rest of your pack?
I don't have one.
As you turn around, you see a cryobag that's bigger than you, but behind him are four others who are about your size and look almost exactly like you. The leader has this really long gray hair and large ears. And like I said, you can tell that he's kind of the leader of the rest of them.
He sounds hot.
Michelle and I were thinking the same damn thing. I was like, tell me more about this.
Terry and I look at each other and we're like, yeah.
Into it.
And I
didn't know I was a beast lady, but apparently, thanks, Otherworld London.
There you go.
This incredibly good-looking cryobag.
Yeah, and I think LV is going to turn around and just be a little stunned by seeing this.
Yeah. Why are you alone with these Ani?
Dr. Martins.
That's the first thing you hear.
And I'm going to throw a look at Dr. Martins, just because the information I was given leads me to believe that this is could become a very volatile situation.
I lower my eyes like I'm in deference to you.
So LV's going to try and straighten up a little. They're mine.
Impressive. And then right then over your comm, Dr. Markins, Marcus comes over your communicator and goes,
We might have a problem. There are 8 ships that just came out of portal space about half a parsec out, and they're making a circle around the planet. I'll keep a monitor on them, but it looks not good because they're really big ships.
Okay. Does LV hear this?
No, he just does it to you.
Okay.
I'm going to stop here and make you wait, and I'm going to go back to Terry, okay?
Okay. Just so those of you listening know, I'm throwing him a dirty look right now.
Which is just foreplay.
Whoa. Okay,
cool. With giant cool people. Yeah.
Dr. Hill, it's a year or two later. You're a little bit older. You're probably like 10. Mm-hmm. You run inside, and your mom's in the kitchen, and you had fallen and scraped your knee. Mom comes out.
Mama.
And she goes, Mama. Oh, is my prince okay? Are you all right?
Mama, no.
Oh, let me get it. Come here. Let's get this fixed up.
It hurts. It hurts. It hurts.
And you hear your dad say, will you stop crying? Knock it off. Just scraped your knee.
But it hurts. It hurts.
And your mom says, well, he's hurt. Don't be so mean. And the dad goes, well, they're going to give him hell in high school. And you know that. And they start to yell at each other in the other room as you sit in the kitchen. And she comes in finally and says, oh, don't worry, Prince. It's all right. You're okay. You'll be fine one day. You are so handsome.
And you think so, Mama?
Yes, of course, honey. You're going to be... You deserve everything.
Everything,
you are wonderful.
Mama.
Yes.
I love you.
I love you too, sweetie. Let's get a bandage on. Don't listen to your dad. He's just mean sometimes. That's all.
Yeah, real mean.
Okay. Back to you guys. Dr. Martins, you get this information as you're looking down at trying to, like, not look them straight in the eye. And LV-113,
the cryobex say.
So these are yours?
Yes.
Okay. You're alone?
Unfortunately.
Well, okay. What sector are you from?
Does it matter?
It kind of gives you this stare. Can I see your identification cards?
I don't see what any business it is of yours right now.
You can tell that his eyes become a little bit more irritated. They kind of shake a little bit.
And Elvie's going to try and take up a more defensive posture.
Okay.
Trying to be kind of scary.
Puffing himself up.
Scruff out that neck.
So, Sarah, what are you doing?
So, obviously, we've come out of the shop or whatever, and I've given everybody their communicator thing. So I'm just, like, with...
You're with them.
With everybody, right?
You can see LV is between you guys and the cryobag. Dr. Martins is kind of looking down at the ground. You can tell that she's listening to something in her communicator, but you can't hear anything.
Dr. Martins.
Just then, Marcus says,
they're coming in pretty fast. You guys should probably get out of there.
And right when he says that, the guy in the stall comes out and he says, all right, I know that you guys are about to do some kind of battle here or something, I don't know what, over something, but we don't have time for it. There are 8 Tal ships coming in, and the big cryobat guy goes, we will speak of more of this later. You need to come with us. Are you a warrior or not?
Okay.
Grabs you by the arm, says, here, puts a plasma rifle in your hand, goes, all right, start clearing people out to the ships.
I guess LV is... gonna start trying to move people, okay. but is really trying to move her own crew back to okay. their right. ship.
So, I don't have a ship. Can you mind if I hitch a ride with you guys?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Sure.
Great. Let's get out of here before they drop their nano bombs. Let's go.
Nano bombs. Let's go.
Yeah.
nano what? Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Terry's like,
what? I'm in surgery.
Dr. Xing opens up your stomach, and the alien that's hooked to the inside of your stomach mm-hmm. tries its best out of its little amorphous body to put a, like create a little hand to kind of, like, wave. Like, don't,
like, no.
please. And it forms a little fake mouth.
Oh, my God.
And it says, wait. Wait, don't pull me out. Maybe we can work something out. And Dr. Sheen says, I'm listening.
I knew we shouldn't have left him unattended.
No, this is the best thing. This is the best.
What the audience at home can't hear is me shaking my head. No. But I'm unconscious, so I don't know.
Dr. Hill, you're in a shower. It's high school, maybe ninth grade.
Oh, God.
And
that's triggering.
There are two. there are two kids with you. One of them is this tough kid. And he walks over and just starts wailing on this other kid, just hits him, and starts calling him all these terrible things. This other kid is one of your friends. The bigger kid turns to you and goes, what, are you going to protect him? Are you guys in love or something? Are you going to do something
No, what do you mean?
All right, well then, you hit him if you don't like him. Your friend kind of looks up at you, it stays with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly, for some reason, you feel this like weird pull in your stomach, and that's where we're going to end it right there for right now.
Such a traumatizing history for Dr. Hill.
You knew it was bad. I mean, he's so fucked up.
The way he is, though, like,
it makes sense. LV113. All of a sudden, there are six cryobecs all together, and they are pushing people towards the ships to evacuate people.
So they're actually helping?
Yeah, they're clearing people out. And right then, you hear this high-pitched whistle. You know how debris will shoot up from the sides of an impact?
Mm-hmm.
You see this, like, it looks like metallic rain coming up and then down. And everybody that it hits down the street, they start screaming, and the bots start to change their structure. They start to, like, reform them and use their matter to turn them into something different. And then those things start to, you know, mutate and run through. And you see Cryobec are between the mutants and the people being evacuated. And they just start shooting at these mutant things. There's this little girl running down the street towards the cryobec, and the leader turns to you and goes, get her.
Okay. LV's going to go in and try and scoop her up.
All right. We're doing a physique roll. Just need to beat a two, all right? It's not hard.
Okay. So I have a three.
Okay. So you scoop up the little girl, and you see this mutant just barreling towards you. Half of its face is metallic. There's so many nanobots that you see them actually kind of waving, like they're moving around under the skin. I I am who I am. I'm really sorry.
Terry is writhing in pain right now.
And it's kind of like loping towards you quickly. What do you want to do? It's going to be on you before you can get away from it.
I want to scoop up the little girl in one arm.
You have. You did
and,
that.
And try and fire the gun with the other.
So you go like this and shoot.
Yeah, while I'm trying to back away from it.
Now, when you take the gun in your hand, you realize that it's actually formed for smaller, stubby hands.
Amazing.
Look at you.
Yes.
Do you have fire?
I don't.
Okay, so you're just making your straight up roll. Let's put a couple of situational aspects real quick. Chaotic mayhem, how about that? This creature is loping towards you really quickly. You get to fire first because it's like a zone away from you, so.
Okay.
Let's see.
Oh, yikes. Okay, not used to guns at all.
Is there any aspects you'd like to use?
Actually, I have learning to work with tools, and this is sort of a new, it's still a tool.
It's still a tool, okay, I'll yeah, that's cool.
So I can invoke that and reroll?
No, if you were only at a negative one,
yeah,
that gives you a two.
Okay.
Let me roll, and we'll see what else you want to, if you want to reroll or whatever, okay, real quick, so.
So that gives her a one.
That gives her a one.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, just stick with that.
Okay.
You hit.
All right.
Okay. You hit it. It stops for a minute, and you see the hole that you created with your mm-hmm. blaster. And you hear the leader in the back go, "Get out of there!" And suddenly, it's all the nanobots start healing up the wound. Move!
Okay. Is there a holster strap on this gun at all?
Yeah.
I'm going to sling that over my shoulder and sling the little girl over onto my back so that I can actually run on all fours to move more quickly away.
Okay. So you're going really fast, and it takes part of the nanos from its body, and it throws it at you. It hits somebody that's right next to you, and they fall on the ground and start to change. Keep moving. And people are starting to filter out. There are the people behind the cryobat who are fine, and then there are the people behind the cryobat who are becoming these nanobite monsters, okay? All right, Sarah, what are you doing?
Okay, so I think Sarah, this I think scares the crap out of Sarah because these are also infecting bots, like other bots and mechanical things that are nearby,
right,
not just biological things. So that's, I think, freaking her out. I would like to, if I can, use maybe like analysis to try to like figure out what these bots are and how you might be able to defend against them.
Okay. For the second situational aspect, I'd like to put terrifying predator. So you start to analyze stuff. Give me a roll and with your analyze. And you want to beat unfortunately, a five. Because
okay,
these are completely alien.
Fine, because I got a six.
Excellent.
Booyah!
So you start running analysis on this, and then all of a sudden, Yark grabs you and picks you up and starts running with you.
Okay.
You can't get it. You can't get trampled in this. Let's go. And you've got your little beret on that he gave you. Because you're running through this crowd of people. Okay. Dr. Martins, what are you doing?
Running. I'm just, you know, trying to make sure the crew gets to the ship.
Right.
And, you know, grab his, you know, people on the way if we can, but...
Okay. Marcus gets on the communicator with you. Goes,
So these ships are starting to fire on ships in the dock. So I've already taken on a few refugees, and we don't have a lot of space, so get up here quick.
We're going as fast as we can, Marcus.
So you guys start to get to the point where the shoot-up ship is. So there's all these ships going up to the dock. All right, you are in your first year of college, Dr. Hill.
Oh, yeah.
with your lady love, Brittany, and you've been dating her for about a year.
Forever.
You haven't sealed the deal yet, as it were. You haven't gone that extra step. Brittany's been a bit apprehensive.
I'm a gentleman. She's a lady. I don't understand the problem.
She's, you know, have you decided what major you're gonna pick, or...
Oh, well, you know, I have thought about it. I'm just not sure. I think I need to be on the stage.
You want to be an actor?
Yeah, I think I'd be great at it.
Oh, that'd be really cool. I'm thinking about going to medical school myself.
Oh, a lady doctor?
I mean, they do have those.
That's great. Maybe I could go with you.
Yeah, but you just said you wanted to be an actor. Well, your grades aren't all that great.
But I could act like a doctor.
Okay.
Right? It'll be great. I'll be right there with you, and we could be together forever.
That's kind of what I wanted to talk to you about.
What, Brittany, what do you mean?
Well...
I'm sensing a distance from you right now.
Yeah, I think I want to start seeing Brad.
Brad? Yeah. You mean my best friend, Brad?
Yes, your best friend, Brad. Anyway, we were at the party last week, and...
We were all there. How did you...
Well, what? You were drinking a lot, and
I only had, like, 2 beers.
Yeah, but I think that you had more than you thought you had.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Look, I'm sorry, but
Brad
and I are gonna go off to the college together. He's also...
I don't want
to
hear any more.
Okay.
Okay, Brittany, you know, you've hurt me. You've ruined me. You know what? I will show you. I'm gonna be the best doctor out there.
I don't think that's fair. I don't think I've ruined you.
You don't even know. I was about to... I had a ring in my pocket, Brittany. I wanted you to be with me forever.
That was never going to happen. You smother me too much. I'm sorry, but I've got to go. She shuts the door.
Mama. Mama said they would love me, and she lied.
Back down on the surface, the crew fights its way to the shuttles going up to the docks. Meanwhile, there are all of these nanobombs going off all around the city and around the rest of the world because they're shooting them from just above the atmosphere. You finally shoot off in the shuttle to the dock. People are hectically running all about, and you get into your ship. And Marcus says, they've already shot 4 ships and dock. And the Kryobek are right behind you. The door closes as LV-113 and the rest of the Kryobek comes on. The leader turns around and says, all right, we need to settle all these people down and get everybody secure for jump. You guys have jump on this, right? You have a jump ship.
No.
Do you guys have jump?
Not on this ship.
And Marcus says, do you mean portal drive? And the leader kind of looks at you oddly. Portal drive? Is that something I've...
It's a Ani word for jump.
Oh. That's strange. I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
All right, well, whatever you need to do, pilot, get us the hell out of here. And smacks Marcus on his back. And Marcus is Marcus. What is this? Okay. All right. Everybody's kind of running around. Sarah, Yerk says, where do we need to go? Because he's holding you above all the people.
Have I been able to analyze anything about the weapons that they're using?
Yes. Basically, what you've come up with is that they are literally billions, if not trillions, of nanobots inside these large bombs. And when they explode, it's like the explosion activates them, and then they start to quickly attack anything that's bio around them and take over the structure of them, and they become basically mutants that attack people. And when they attack people, because they're constantly replicating.
Okay.
The thing that you've noticed about them is heat activates them. If it's too cold, they slow down. If it's really, really cold, they'll stop altogether.
Okay.
So that's the thing that you know about them.
Okay. And are they firing these?
They're firing the bombs.
The same type of weapon towards the ships?
No, they're using lasers towards the ships and basically shooting holes through the ships, and then all of the atmosphere gets sucked out of the ships because you guys are still in space. You're on a space dock.
Mm-hmm.
And so air is being sucked out, and then everybody inside basically suffocates pretty instantaneously as they crack the ships open.
Okay, intense.
I was just wondering if the little girl was human or not.
No.
Or, I mean, we're on space, so it's nothing human
out
there.
Yeah, it's humanoid.
Mm-hmm.
She's got scales up the center of her brow, and she's this really light red, almost like a dragon baby, I'm going to say.
Because I imagine LV is probably still
holding her, because there's so many adults right now that she'd get crushed like Sarah if she was put on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the translators are obviously working now, so I'm going to ask, are you okay?
My mom got hit. What am I going to do?
We'll take care of things.
Okay. All right.
So, I imagine, so we have a lot of, like, basically all different types of species on our ship.
Oh, yeah, there's tons.
We helped evacuate people with our ship.
Your ship was supposed to hold, like, 100 people altogether.
Yeah, you only had, like, 20.
You only had even less. You had, like, 10, mm-hmm. and then the rest were robots because it was a prototype ship, so they were using robots to test the ship. And Swan controlled the robots.
Mm-hmm.
And so you guys can hold up to like 300-400 people, but it's cramped.
Okay.
So you guys are at capacity right
now. Yeah. So since it's pretty chaotic on the ship because everybody is obviously freaking out because we just all survived an attack, and since I've got like my translator and everything,
right.
I want to see, is it possible for me to project myself onto the main communications?
Oh, absolutely.
To make like an announcement.
You rebooted Swan, you took over certain aspects, including communications, that you can do from the main computer.
Okay, so I'm going to take over the intercom for the main ship and make an announcement to all of the people that we've taken onto our ship. Attention, everyone on the ship! We are getting ready to go into warp drive, and if everybody could just calm down, please, go ahead and head to the cafeteria, to make sure everybody is okay. All right, thank you. And I repeat that really horrible message in as many languages as I possibly can.
So, actually, you only have to say it once because the communicator will... They all have translators.
Perfect.
Everybody, and now you guys do. And you notice as this is going over, all the other cryobecs kind of cover their ears suddenly. Like, what was that?
I know.
Oh, my God. I can feel it in my teeth. Ah.
Every time.
I must not let that out. That's horrifying.
Yeah, she means well.
Okay. Ugh. Dr. Martins, where are you going right now?
I am plotting a course to
Okay, so you're with Marcus.
Yeah.
Okay, so Marcus starts pulling the ship
around. I'm using my astrogation skill.
Why don't you give me a roll? You need to beat a 6 because you're getting fired on.
Yeah. Ooh.
Okay, I have a 3.
Did you want to invoke an aspect?
Chaotic mayhem.
If you want to spend a point for that.
Sure.
That gets you to a 5.
I need one more.
You need one more.
Oh, wait, I have a stunt. Starblazer, plus
Hell
two
yes.
to navigation when plotting
so,
a course for where you've never
give
been
me
before.
A point for that. All right, cool.
Oh, yeah. Hell
so
yeah.
there you go. All right, so you're ready to jump. LV, what are you doing? You've got the girl with you. Where do you want to go?
Well, are the other Cryobek paying a lot of attention to me?
They're
or?
Working with the other people. They're getting people to go to wherever the open areas are, which are the cafeteria and the showers and the places that they can fill people into. So, yeah, they don't look like they're watching you intently right now.
Well, my worry is going to be Dr. Hill.
Okay.
Being crazy pants, because with the Cryobek on board, if he starts spouting off about being captain, we're going to be screwed.
Right.
So I guess I'm going to go check on progress there.
Thank God, finally somebody's coming to check on me.
Is the little girl going to let me put her down, or is she, like, really attached?
She's attached, but you could ask Marcia to take her.
Everybody else is busy, so I would want to take her to one of the other refugees. But
okay.
Do you have any other family that wasn't your mother?
Yeah, but I don't know where they are.
I wonder if any of them could be on board the ship.
You can't leave me. I want to stay with you.
Stay calm and be quiet and don't relay anything that you hear me say in this next conversation to anyone. Can you do that?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go.
All right. So you go to the lab and the doors open up and you see Dr. Sam Hill slowly coming out of anesthesia. He's been sewed back up, and they have a like one of those light blankets over him. And you see Dr. Xing at another table. He's got a really large petri dish with this pink alien sitting in it, and they're having a conversation.
Great.
Really? So someone orders you. They drink you. You then become, you basically become a parasite. Oh, I wouldn't call it a parasite. The part of my job is they buy me, they drink me, and then I give them time off to reflect on how they became who they are. And so I basically give them all the things that they might need. It's really that simple. And then when I'm done, I go back to the bar. And I have to go through an extensive washing period, and then they put me in another drink. And you've been doing this for a while. Yes, yes, I have. It's good pay.
Hello.
Hi, LV. What's going on outside? I hear all this commotion, and there's all these people.
There is a lot of commotion, and
What do you got in your hand? Is that an alien? Oh, yeah.
We did go to an alien planet, but we've got a bigger issue at hand.
Are you a mommy? I'm kidding. Come in. They don't know how to joke. Yeah, I can tell that.
This is very, very serious. There are Cryobek on board, which we heard about, and...
Aren't you a Cryobek? The thing in the Petri dish says.
Yes...
Well, then, of course, you're on board. You're right in front of us.
There are more of them on board, and is looking very pointedly at Xing. And I'm in charge of things on this ship. We have guest Cryobek.
Dr. Hill, did you hear that? Are you awake yet?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
How was your trippy experience?
What do you mean?
Well, did you... You okay?
I feel great.
Yeah, well, you drank your friend over here.
Ugh. Who are you, creepy little thing?
I'm creepy. I've seen what's in your head.
I don't know what you're referring to.
Everything.
Excuse me?
From point A to point B to point C to now.
What could you mean, point A to B to C to now?
You had a hard life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I hate to interrupt all of this great conversation.
LV-113.
But we need to talk, Dr. Hill. It's very, very important.
Yes, of course. What is it?
And that's where we're going to stop.
I just want to point out, Dr. Hill just called you by your name.
Yeah, I know.
So thank you guys a lot. I had a lot of fun. I hope you guys enjoyed it. So first thing I'm going to talk about real quick is Patreon. We want to do tons of content. We would love to do a lot more for all of you. If you would like that, support us on Patreon. Just look up 12 Sided Stories and we will be there, and it would be awesome. We need help to be able to do more shows. So let's start with social media. We will begin with Terry, who I completely and totally tortured for the last hour. Go ahead.
Yep, it's great. I just squirmed in my chair. It was a lot of fun. I don't like tiny, tiny monsters, clearly. And there was lots in this one. Terry Gamble here, playing Dr. Sam H. Hill. You can find me on the internets at terrygamble.com. That's Terry with one R. Or you can find me at the Terry Gamble on the social medias. Okay. Oh, and Horror Movies Survival Guide. Very exciting. We're at over 60 episodes now. We're almost to 70, I believe. So check us. I know. It's crazy.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. Check us out. The show just gets better and better every week, and I love it so much. So Horror Movies Survival Guide on iTunes and Stitcher and whatnot. Thanks.
So fun. Hey, Kelsey Osborne here, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Kelsey Kelsom, KelseyKelsem.
Hey, I am Mac Beauvais. You can find me wherever great social media is sold, is at Strange Like That. You can also tune in over at the Happy Jacks RPG podcast, where I'm on a few shows and occasionally show up on the actual podcast itself. And that's always a lot of fun as well. So do the thing.
And I'm Michelle Otis. I am the composer for Plate Mail Games. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Michulu. That's MICHULHU.
And I am Wes Otis. You can also find me at Plate Mail Games. We do audio for every single genre there is for role-playing games. You can use a lot of the stuff that you hear in our show for your own games. You can find us at BattleBards and DriveThruRPG. And thank you so much for listening. We will continue the story very soon. Bye.